This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, that's awesome. It's awesome. You know what's not awesome?
Kids.
Now, let me explain really quickly. They're so expensive as they get older. And I always thought, now, let me clarify, have kids. Remember, that's how we save America. Marry a dime, fellas. You dimes out there, find yourself a man who will take care of you. You guys get married, go make a lot of babies. That's how we save the country. However, I remember going to even get baby stuff. Now, I don't think this place exists still, but there was a place called Babies R Us back then. It was a knockoff of Toys R Us. I don't know whether they're still around. But we would go in there, and you would have to buy diapers and all this other crap for the kid. And I used to just be staggered at the total when we would walk up to the cashier. And I remember thinking to myself, how do people afford this? Like, we can't afford this. It's crazy. So fast forward to now, my kids, they're 13 and 12, about to be 14. He's going to be 14 in, like, I don't know when his birthday is. I think it's in a month or something like that. I wasn't really paying attention. But he's going to be 14 soon. When we sit down to eat breakfast, we eat a dozen eggs. I eat three. Oldest son now eats three easily, but oftentimes that turns into four. We haven't actually, to be frank, I haven't found his limit because I haven't tested the limit. I'm too scared. What if the limit's a dozen? Chris, it could be a dozen at this point in time. So he's three or four. Let's count him for four. The youngest is another three, two or three at least. The wife's going to eat at least two. You see where I'm at here? Now, that's expensive. That's really, really expensive. So here's what I've been going through. And I'll get to this sheriffs and gun laws and transgender stuff and stuff like that. If I don't sweat to death first, I'll explain what's happening in a moment. But I kind of have been thinking about getting some chickens. Chris, don't shake your head before I even get my thought out of... Chris said, I don't have the space. Well, that's the problem. I think there's enough room there for some chickens. I don't know why the chickens can't run around the yard. I wouldn't want chickens. This is the problem. I want chickens because I want the free eggs. I don't want to care for the chickens. And one, I don't want them in a chicken coop because I don't want them pooping on each other. And I also don't want them running around the yard because when I go in the yard, play with the dog, hang out with the boys, I don't want to be stepping in chicken poop. So I don't want to deal with the chickens, but I want the eggs from the chickens. And this is something I think about right now. What, Chris? Chris, you know what, buddy? Did you not hear the segment we just did? Chris just said that's why they invented the supermarket. Buddy, do you have any idea how much eggs have gone up in the past year alone? That number gets worse. You know that, right? This is what I've been trying to get through to people. The numbers get worse from here. Worse from here. But don't worry. Randy Weingarten, head of the teachers union, is in Ukraine.
You know, we've been in Zamost for the last couple of hours and checking in on the people that we were visiting in Ukraine, in Lviv. And we've made a decision that we're going to go to Lviv and talk to the union leaders there, and that we're not going to let Putin get away with terrorizing people.
What's the head of the teachers union doing in Ukraine? Are you starting to understand just how deep and pervasive the system is? I mean, we've talked about the system endlessly, how there's one despicable communist religion that now governs all of our cultural institutions. Like, for instance, hold on one second. I've used this before, and I'll say this again. It's insane to me that America's churches, that America's pastors aren't rallying their congregations and leading them to the polls and telling them how to vote in November. Jesse, this is what I get when I say that. Jesse, I don't want to live in a theocracy. You live in a theocracy already. It's just not the one you want. There is one religion that governs every cultural institution in this country. It's just not yours. You live in a theocracy. Don't believe me? Okay. Here's a little experiment for you. Send out a mass email to whatever company you work for and say a man can't change his gender and hit send. Might want to get the resume updated before you send that because you'll be gone. One ideology. Go stand in the middle. You know what? That's just the corporate world. Go stand in the middle of a college campus in this country with a sign and hold up that sign and say, men are men, women are women. See how you're received. Go to Hollywood. I want you to go to Hollywood and I want you to tell them, hey, I've got a great idea of a movie. Check this out. We're going to talk about the story of how many crimes illegal immigrants commit in America and how we should deport them. Let me know when your movie deal comes in. You already live in a theocracy. You already live in one. You just don't realize it quite yet. That's what I call a system. Anyway, back to Randy Weingarten. What great evidence of there being a system that the head of the teachers union is somehow, for some reason, over in Ukraine talking about Vladimir Putin. The kids couldn't go to school for 2 years. Don't get me wrong. Your kid can't read and write anymore. But Randy Weingarten in her Beach Boys haircut, she's over there in Ukraine. She's going to solve all those problems. Oh, by the way, did you hear Dome on Seth Meyers? This was great.
He is sending migrants, basically dropping them off at your doorstep. Yeah. I don't think that, you know, playing games with people's lives is the solution to this problem. But based on the record amount of arrests at the border, it is a problem. I think we look to our leaders at times like these. What is the path forward?
Well, let's start with the first point that you made. I mean, we're talking about people who have fled great harm. They've fled great harm. And they are coming here seeking refuge. And talk about political theater. I mean, playing games with people's lives, like with their lives. You know, there were mothers with sleeping babies getting off those buses. And
how many hours a day do you think Dome spends thinking about the illegal immigrants and the children and their mothers? But that's not even the point of that. You want to talk about the system? Tell me the late night host. You heard what Seth Meyers called the illegal immigrants, right? That's what they are. They're illegal immigrants. You heard what he called them? Here it is again in case you missed it.
He is sending migrants.
Tell me, if you don't think you live in a theocracy, I want you to tell me right now, who's the late night host on network television that will call them anything other than migrants? In fact, you tell me the name of the host that will call them illegal immigrants. I'm waiting. Anyone? Chris, you want to chime in? Anybody? Yeah, that's what I thought. Doesn't exist. Because you already live in a theocracy. Now that is the system. And so that's why, back to the pastor thing really quickly, I'm not going to dwell on this. That's why I utterly reject this Americanized, pathetic, weak-chinned version of Christianity. Well, no, he needs to stay apolitical. No, he just needs to stay apolitical, guys. Jesus wouldn't want us involved in politics. Really? Headline, Montgomery County Schools saw a 582% increase in reported gender nonconforming students over just 2 years. 14-year-old girls are going to the doctor and having their breasts chopped off because your culture tells them they should. But don't worry, Jesus would want you to abstain. Have we turned the other cheek enough, guys? That's the only verse I know. I just want to just cheek turn all day. I'm just going to be a cheek turner. Don't get involved in politics, guys. They're murdering your kids and mutilating them. They're destroying and ripping up every single part of your culture. If whatever you believe doesn't allow you to fight against that tooth and nail, then what you believe is crap. What you believe is nothing. It's worthless. I spit it out of my mouth. It's pathetic to me. All right. Now, that's enough ugliness. Sorry. Look, I had to go off on that. It just drives me crazy. I don't want anything to do with that. Oh, barf. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is, you remember that really smart guy on the radio who's been telling you to balkanize? Maybe you've disagreed with him. Maybe you've agreed with him. But you want to hear why he was right? Hang on, I'll tell you.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And again, 582% increase in reported gender nonconforming students. Haven't we washed our hands enough of politics? It's time to get knee-deep involved in politics. Local and legal. Remember, the two L's is how we take this country back. Local and legal. How do you take this stuff back? Start taking over your school boards, your city councils, your board of supervisors, your sheriffs. And if you happen to live in a blue area, pack up your stuff, find a new job and a new place to live, and get to a red area and balkanize and fortify it against the coming communist hordes. Why? What do you gain out of that? Oh, I don't know. You heard of New York State, right? And you know all the horrible gun laws they pass up there, and they are putrid gun laws. Except there's a little problem. This headline's courtesy of the New York Times. Another challenge to New York's gun law: sheriffs who won't enforce it. Where do you think you should be? This is why I say it. It's not. I don't tell you to move to a red area just so you can have a better life. And as someone who's done it, I've moved from blue to red. It is a better life. Your little life experiences are better. More people share your values. It's just a better life. I don't just say it for that reason. I say it so you can have some level of state protection along the way. What? Let's say you're listening to the sound of my voice in Los Angeles County right now. You tell me, what is the level of state protection that is on your side? You know, actually, I take that back. That's not even a great way to put that. Tell me the state level, or tell me the level of government that doesn't hate you. Is there one? Let's see, your city council hates you. Your county board of supervisors hate you. And do keep in mind, when I say hate you, all these people would have you locked away for what you believe. You just know that. Your city council hates you. Your board of supervisors hates you. Your state government really, really hates you. And your federal government, including the entire administrative state, hates you. So there you are, Joe Schmo, in the middle of Los Angeles County. And maybe you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, because we're definitely on there. There you are. Now, let me do this. What's that look like? Here you are in L.A., Los Angeles County. Maybe you're knocking off work. About this time, you should be knocking off work in L.A. Maybe you're listening to the sound of my voice in traffic. Maybe, just maybe, you're a person of taste like I am, and you decide, you know what? I want to go into this gas station, and I'm going to do what Jesse does. I'm going to get some Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And I'm going to open up the bag right there in the gas station, and I'm going to go pour it in the gas station nacho trays they have over by the gas station nacho cheese. And I'm going to pour gas station nacho cheese all over my Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And then I'll bring the bag of Cheetos, the empty bag, up to the counter so I can pay for it all, so it's all on the up and up. And while you're busy there, once you turn around getting ready to mow on your heavenly Flamin' Hot Cheetos and nacho cheese, some dude comes walking through the door with a gun in his hands. You drop your Flamin' Hot Cheetos, which that alone would be crushing enough, not just for the stains on your shoes, but for the fact they're gone. But you drop your Flamin' Hot Cheetos. You pull out your weapon. You put two in his chest and one in his head before he can get you. Now you tell me, as you stand there in 7-Eleven with Cheeto dust on your feet, how nervous are you right now? Cops are coming. Lights, you already hear the sirens. Lights are already coming. Gas station attendant says he's called the cops. You hopefully by this point have called your lawyer, because you're not going to talk to the cops ever without your lawyer, right? But anyway, how nervous are you? You better be real nervous, son. Real, real nervous. You think there's somebody at the city level who's going to stand up for you and say, self-defense? Let me ask you about your social media posts. You think the DA, you think Gascon's going to look at your Facebook account, your Twitter account, and think that this is somebody he should throw in jail? Oh, how about the board? How about the county supervisors? You think they're going to stand there for you? State government going to step in? No way, this is corrupt. You can't do this. DOJ going to step in? Is there anybody, any level of government that's on your side? Nope, there's not. That's why I tell you to move. I don't say it because I think it's an easy thing. Oh, yeah, just pack up and move. I know it's very difficult. And I know, I'm not naive. I know it's impossible for so many. Family ties, you can't find new work somewhere else. Kids school, I get it. I get it 100%. If it's possible, move. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is, it doesn't matter where you are, blue area, red area, Los Angeles, Des Moines, Houston, Texas, New York City, Miami. It doesn't matter where you are in this country. You can have the best shrimp in the world delivered to your front door, courtesy of Biloxi Shrimp. Oh, and did I mention American shrimp from American shrimp boats pulled right out of the Mississippi Gulf? When you start eating Biloxi Shrimp, the bad part about it is, and there is a bad part of it, the rest of the shrimp you eat, you figure out how much it sucks because it's all 95% of your shrimp comes from overseas. They have to ship it across the Pacific Ocean. Biloxi Shrimp, they deliver it to your front door, no matter where you are. Buying American from a company that not only is outstanding now, a company that was outstanding during COVID. And that's when you really found out who was on your side and who wasn't. And it's 10% off right now. You have to go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo code Jesse. That's what gets you 10% off your order. BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo code Jesse. Now, let's move on to something a little bit different because one of the Pfizer execs had to speak before the EU Parliament today. Here's what he had to say.
Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market?
Regarding the question around, did we know about stopping immunization before it entered the market? No, we had to really move at the speed of science to really understand what is taking place in the market.
Hold on, maybe I heard that wrong. Maybe we should play it again. I would have sworn the vaccine they insisted you take, or you were a vicious virus spreader who should lose your job. I would have sworn they insisted that we take it because they told us it would stop the spread of coronavirus. Chris, maybe we should dig out some old audio, because I'm almost positive that's what I was told. And if that turned out to be wrong, well, what are we dealing with here? You want to talk about a system? Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All emails are welcome to the show. Your love, your hate, your death threats. Your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, all are welcome. Just one more thing. I just want to play this again. And I want you to breathe this in. As the Pfizer executive sits in front of European Parliament and explains how much they were in a hurry and they didn't know. I want you to just play back in your mind. You can even close your eyes unless you're driving. I want you to play back in your mind all the people in power here in the United States of America who insisted that you had to get vaccinated, that everyone had to get vaccinated. Well, let's just pause for a moment and let's understand there's no need for everyone to get vaccinated unless the vaccine, if we're still calling it that, stops the spread. Remember, it doesn't matter whether you got it or don't get it. Unless it stops the spread, everyone doesn't need it. It would just be vulnerable people or something, right? It is the fact or the lie that the vaccine stopped the spread. That is what prompted the endless vaccine mandates. Vaccine mandates, many of which are still in places like New York City and the military, Los Angeles. Think about that for a moment while you listen to this.
Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market.
Regarding the question around, did we know about stopping humanization before it entered the market? No. We had to really move at the speed of science to really understand what is taking place in the market. And from that point of view, we had to do everything at risk. I think our Dr. Baudelaar, even though he's not here, would turn around and say to you himself, if not us, then who? And therefore, as a result of that, we actually spent $2 billion at risk of self-funded money from Pfizer to be able to manufacture, first of all, research, develop and manufacture at risk to be able to make sure that we were in a position to be able to help with the pandemic. We saved 4 million people. So from that point of view, I feel that actually we were there when the world needed us to be able to make sure that we were able to help people around the world with vaccination as well as now oral treatment. I would hate to imagine what situation we would be in the world right now if companies like us did not take those risks, did not do clinical research and developments at scale in order to make sure that we could have a vaccine that we could roll out to the world. So I understand your frustrations, I really do. But I also hope at some point, somewhere, you also do appreciate what pharmaceutical companies have done in order to be able to roll out and deliver vaccines at such speed and scale.
Remember Operation Warp Speed when we handed these vaccine companies gobs of money and we exempted them from any liability if, something bad happened as a result of the vaccine? Yeah, hang on to that for just 1 second because I'm going to do this real quickly. I owe Michael actually a thank you for this one. He brought me this. The World Health Organization, we based a lot of our idiotic, insane lockdowns that brought about the Great Depression we're about to go through. We based a lot of them based on the World Health Organization. I'm going to read you something. It's very interesting. Very interesting. Thank you for this, Michael. It makes me look very smart. In June of 2020, this was their definition of herd immunity. Herd immunity is the indirect protection from an infectious disease that happens when a population is immune either through vaccination or immunity developed through previous infection. This means that even people who haven't been infected or in whom an infection hasn't triggered an immune response, they are protected because people around them who are immune can act as buffers between them and an infected person. The threshold for establishing herd immunity for COVID-19 is not yet clear. What does that mean in normal terms, terms that I could understand? If there's a deadly disease out there that spreads, you really have to let it spread. Why? Well, because eventually there will be enough immunity built up that it will stop spreading because a really, truly immune person is not going to get it and spread it around. So it will eventually die as it runs into human roadblocks that won't spread it anymore. That makes sense? Well, that was from June of 2020. The wildest thing happened just a few months later, though. November of 2020, the definition changed. Huh. What is herd immunity? Herd immunity is also known as population immunity, is a concept used for vaccination in which the population can be protected from a certain virus if a threshold of vaccination is reached. You want to talk about the system? You want to talk about levels of corruption everywhere, at every single level? That's what's so wild. We're not talking about just your local doctor who's an idiot still trying to vaccinate your child. It's from your local doctor to your local city council to your state government to your national government to your national medical institutions to the World Health Organization. They're all in on it. And the wildest thing is being able to see it. I should say the most frustrating thing, actually, because I bet you go through this, being able to see the system for what it is, for how corrupt it is, and how they all work together with each other to enrich each other and trade favors with each other and trade positions of importance with each other. And when you finally step back and you can see it for what it is, the most frustrating thing is all the masses who don't. It drives me crazy. Listen to this. Headline. Video games could trigger deadly heart problems in children. You're not naive. You know exactly what that is. That's courtesy of the New York Post. I read a headline not too long ago that climate change could be causing heart problems in young people. You read these headlines and you scoff and you sneer at the levels of propaganda out there and how pervasive it is. But the worst thing isn't that. The worst thing isn't the levels of propaganda and the lies out there. The worst thing is your neighbor across the street who you know agrees with you on the issues. He can read the same headline. And you know what he comes away with? You scoff and you sneer and you say to yourself, okay, so they gave a bunch of kids heart problems with the vaccine and now they're blaming video games. These corrupt scumbags. That's what you say. That's what I say. Your neighbor reads that article and thinks, oh, man. That's it. Hold on. Let me read in. Oh, there's a Claire M. Lolly, PhD, actually said this. Honey, Aiden isn't playing video games, is he? I heard the... No, honey, listen. Jaden and Aiden, they need to come down. They shouldn't play. I just read here a doctor. A doctor said it can give them heart problems. By the way, they don't even have time to play these video games, honey. We have to leave. He's due for his booster. He's due for his fourth booster shot. We don't want him to have heart problems or long COVID, do we? You see this all the time. You see this everywhere you go. And for people who see, like you, like me, it gets so frustrating, the people who cannot see. I mean, it pairs perfectly with this one. This is courtesy of Postmillennial. The CDC, they did a review of post-vaccination heart inflammation. Okay, so that's your Center for Disease Control. It should be a very nonpartisan, by the book, just a bunch of doctors and nurses, just people looking out for you, right? They did a big review. Okay, let's find out what's in it. They won't release it. You see, you're not stupid. You're not stupid at all. Listen again.
Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market?
Regarding the question around, did we know about stopping immunization before it entered the market? No.
You see, the frustrating thing is the people who don't. And that brings us to one other thing, the trust in our institutions. But we're going to break that up first and do a little bit of email roundup before we get to that. We're even going to talk a little bit about credit score, woman driver driving into the elevator shaft, and more. But first, let's talk about this. We talked earlier about taking care of your health, working out more, vitamins and minerals. We talked about that. Have you ever looked at the environment where people live the longest? You know what that environment is? The mountains. You ever been to the Rocky Mountains or any mountains? What's the air like? Well, one, it's thinner, but two, it's so clean. The air is clean. I leave my parents' place. They have a place up in Montana. That's where I grew up. And I fly back to Houston. I can smell how dirty our air is here. I keep 3 Eden Pure thunderstorms in my home, and I keep 3 of them in my studio because the air I breathe, the air my family breathes, is critically important. They have a 3-pack for sale, these little miracles. They have a 3-pack for sale for my listeners. If you go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse3, that's Jesse and the number 3, that saves you $200 on a 3-pack. That's a 3-pack for under $200. The shipping is free, too. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That is a great song, Chris, and that is a good point. It's the only 8-minute song that's good, except for Freebird. Freebird's in there, too. But the problem is, this is a problem everybody makes. I'll get back to the story about economics and credit cards and everything, credit scores and everything else in a second. By the way, you're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. The problem with music is this. Well, it's not the problem, but the problem with artists, you know, like me, as the front man of Deleterious Consequences. What, Chris? I have to make sure I don't fall into this. I am still writing our first song. Give it time. I can't just make artistic expression. Anyway, The problem with artists is this. They're artists. And so lots of times they're not able to contain themselves. And look, their minds simply work differently. It's not all bad. By the way, it's not bad at all. They just, God made them differently, but they can't contain themselves. And here's how you know this is true. We're going to set Freebird aside, right? Let's set aside Freebird and let's just set all that aside for a moment. Have you ever had, you know, Joe Walsh has a great example of this. Life's been good to me so far. Great example of this. Joe Walsh, great guy. Well, I don't know about great guy, but great band, great musical career. He had a song, Life's Been Good to Me So Far. Everyone knows the song. Chris, play him a little in case they don't know it. Just leave a message, maybe I'll call. Lucky I'm sane after all. Okay, you get the idea. It's a great song. If you don't know it by now, shame on you. Go listen to that song. However, you better set aside an hour and a half because that's how long the song actually is. It's 9 minutes, Chris? Oh, my gosh. How much of that nine-minute song is good? Like 2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, about what it is. And then, because they're artists, right, then it's guitar solo time. And I'm just gonna jam out on the guitar and some really, really lame guitar thing. And about 4 minutes into it, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, what's the tallest building I can jump off of right now? Please come back and sing something. But they can't control themselves. Less is more, Chris. Less is more. I've tried to teach that to my son. By the way, I'll get back to politics in a minute. I've tried to teach that to my son, my youngest son. Super genius. One of those people. I hate these kind of people. Straight A's. I mean, perfect grades. I don't just mean straight A's. Perfect grades. And he doesn't really try. I mean, they're the worst kind of people, aren't they? And he's just such a little charmer. And he never stops talking. And I've tried to explain to him, less is more. You don't have to fill in every little bit of silence with your voice, which is ironic considering his father speaks for 4 hours a day, three on the radio and one on TV. By the way, before we get into the rest of the system talk and then credit scores, I also want to bring up this. I told you earlier about the 175,000 job losses, and I told you earlier about how dark I feel the times are coming. We're going into a very dark time, economically for sure. Well, and economically will translate into virtually everything because so much stems from that. 175,000 jobs a month, that's what B of A's predicting, that's bad. I don't know how deep, though. I don't know how long. I don't know. I don't know. I joke about being the Oracle. I don't know. I do know this. When I make preparations, even small ones, nothing drastic, when I make preparations, it makes me feel better. Yes, I wish I had a 5,000-acre ranch in Idaho right now full of milk cows and cattle and chickens so I would never have to worry about my family missing a meal. That is what I wish. Maybe you wish for the same thing. Shoot, maybe you have the same thing. Maybe you're on your big ranch. If that's the case, call me anyway. If that's not your situation, if you're not staring out your window at 500 cattle, get an emergency food supply. Doesn't have to be drastic. It shouldn't be drastic. Money doesn't grow on trees. It shouldn't be drastic. Get 3 months' worth of food. Every single person who lives in your home should have 3 months' worth of food. Everyone. If you live alone, just get one of them. It's fine. If there's five of you, get five of them. Look, hey, told you having kids was expensive. At least my Patriot Supply is taking a bunch of money off right now. They have, by the grace of God, partnered with the show. I love them so much. I've always loved them. They've partnered with the show, which I think is so cool. And they have a website, preparewithjessekelly.com. That's preparewithjessekelly.com. That saves you $250 off an emergency 3 month food kit. Preparewithjessekelly.com. All right? All right. Now, one more thing, because we just went over, this is the opportune time to do this. Since we just talked about the CDC and medical institutions and Pfizer and all the corruption, things like that, this made a bunch of waves yesterday, and I just didn't care enough about it. Now I decided I like it. The headline is this: Nobel Prize in Economics awarded to a trio, including Ben Bernanke, who worked on the financial crisis. Ben Bernanke, under Barack Obama, you could argue is more responsible for the financial crisis than anyone on the planet. You could easily make that argument. He caused it. and they're giving him a Nobel Prize in economics. And everyone was outraged about it yesterday. I bet you heard everyone on the radio raging about it. I bet you saw people on TV raging about it. I didn't really care. And then I just woke up today and I decided I actually do care. And I disagree with everyone. I think it's fantastic. And this is what I mean. Let's say you and I, we have the same doctor, right? And let's say he's a total quack. An absolute total quack. One of the old time doctors where you go in with a cough and he tries to prescribe you heroin or something like that. Just a total nut job. And he's been doing it for 30 years. That's just all we know. It's total quack. Now, what exactly is the issue with that? Is it that he's a quack? Or is it that you haven't accepted that he's a quack and you shouldn't trust him at all? It's number two. Because you can't fix the fact he's a quack. That's something you have no control over. That he's not going to unquack himself. I know that's not a word, but look, we use big words on this show.
We're changing people's lives.
He can't unquack himself. You can wake up and realize he's a quack. We have all these cultural institutions, from the CDC to the Nobel Committee, that because of tradition, we give them some place of honor out there, some place of respect. He's a doctor, and we shouldn't. I love that they hand these awards out to total undeserving scumbags now, because I think it helps us with our ultimate quest, which is to wake up the normal people to how wretched and corrupt our system actually is. Those people will never wake up unless somebody takes a 2x4 of this kind of corruption and smacks them in the face with it. The Nobel Prize taking the author of The Financial Collapse and handing him a prestigious award for it, I think it's wonderful. I think it's great. You know why? Because it gives you the option to print off this article and bring it over to your neighbor tonight when you go over for a beer. Hey, Bob, you know how you admire the Nobel Committee? Hey, check this out. Do you still admire them, Bob? That kind of stuff's helpful. All right. Do some emails, talk about credit scores, violent crime, and women drivers, which is basically the same as violent crime. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.